In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Very reverend, reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
So this week, obviously, we just had Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And it's interesting because the saint of the day, the epistle, and the gospel all deal with giving thanks, although it might not be quite so obvious in all of them. The saint of the day, St. James the Persian, as he was being tortured to death, it says in the Triparia gave thanks. In his life, it says that as they were torturing him, he was giving thanks continually. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. He's being tortured and he's giving thanks. It shows a true example of what St. Paul tells us to be thankful at all times for all things. And then in the epistle, we have St. Paul talking about our salvation. And he says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God." Now that's something that we should be thankful for. We're thankful for gifts, and our salvation, as it says, is a gift of God. Even the faith that we have, which is our salvation, is a gift, and so it's something we should be thankful for. And the third example we have is a negative example, and that's the example of the rich young ruler. In the gospel story that we just heard, the rich young ruler comes to Christ and says, "What must I do to be saved?" Christ tells him of the commandments that he should keep, and he says, "I have kept those commandments." And so Jesus says, "One thing you lack. Take all that you have, sell it, and give the money to the poor, and then come and follow me." And he was not able to do this. He was not able to sell all that he had and give it to the poor. And now there's a couple different ways we could look at this. We could look at this and say, okay, he was greedy. But what I want to say today is that he was not able to give thanks. And how this works is if he was able to give thanks, if he was able to see that those riches that he had were a gift from God, he would then recognize that they're not his own, that they're not something to be held on tightly to. If he was able to give thanks, he would know that they were given to him by God as a gift that he could then use to bless others. And that is what Christ asked him to do. Christ asked him to give that which had been given to him by God to those more needy so that he could then do the one thing needful, which is to follow Christ. But he wasn't able to do that. I heard it once described that this rich young ruler was the right man, and he was at the right time and the right place because he encountered Christ, and he was asking the right person, asking Christ the right question, which is, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Christ gave him the right answer. He said, "Follow the commandments," and he said, "One thing you lack." But when he got that right answer, he made the wrong choice. He did everything right up until that last minute when he then made the wrong choice. He made the choice to not be thankful for what he had been given, but instead to hold on to it and to hoard it and to not follow the one thing needful. You see, because what he didn't recognize is the greatest gift wasn't those things that he had his possessions. The greatest gift was standing in front of him at that point in time. He was speaking to the greatest gift, the gift of Christ, who'd come and become one of us for our salvation. And had he been willing to give up his possessions and sell all that he had and give it to the poor, he would have received that greatest gift that Paul talked about of our salvation. And it is something that we should all be thankful for. And the things that we're thankful for, the thing we should remember first and foremost, is that our God loves us so much that he became one of us so that we can be united to him and be saved. To his glory and that of the Father and the All-Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.